Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Finish school and not sure what's next? Explore further education and training options at thisisfet.ie.
But first this morning, Ireland have secured a stunning victory over England in the T20 Cricket World Cup in Melbourne. Their 5-over win will cause major upset for England, who are one of the tournament favourites. And Alan Lewis is a former Ireland cricket captain and commentator, and he joins me on the line now. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire. Full of excitement. These 5 a.m. starts are doing me no good whatsoever, but my heart is filled with joy right now.
I'm sure it is. I mean, there's no question this was a huge victory for Ireland, wasn't it?
Oh, it was a fantastic victory. Yeah, they came out, in a sense, all guns blazing. England looked a little bit lackluster to me, probably kind of feeling they could roll over Ireland quite easily, but we started ever so well. We probably built a total that was, from the position we were in at the halfway stage, a little bit light of where we could have been, but still, 158 was going to be a formidable total in the conditions. And they came out and, you know, they bowled in the right areas, they got the ball swinging, they took early wickets, and England were always under pressure.
Now, there were some attempt by commentators, at least, to blame this on the weather, but the team themselves afterwards, when they were asked about it, said that the best team won.
Yeah, that would be very fair on reflection. Obviously, there's a formula when it rains that, you know, gives a far better chance to the team that have batted first in terms of the equation. And this is a calculation that's been done over a number of years, and it's something you've got to be very watchful of when there is rain around, particularly the team batting second. And Ireland putting England under so much pressure early on really meant that they were, you know, under the cosh, as it were, and that's the way it proved at the end. Now, it still would have been a formidable total for England to get had it gone to a conclusion, because they'd lost so many wickets. But again, it just proves the nature of pressure on professional sports people in general. And you can never make judgments on anything until you see them in the heat of battle. And that's where England were today. They're an amazing team. They've been top of the tree for so long in terms of this format of the game. And again, funnily enough, it's an Irish man who probably revolutionised them, and Owen Morgan, in terms of where they got with their white ball cricket. But Ireland have learned a lot. The other side of things is they had to come through a qualifying, so they were kind of match hardened. England have only played 2 games. They had a pretty resounding victory in their first one against opposition that would have been lower key than Ireland, but Ireland were superb today.
So what does this mean for Ireland for the rest of the tournament, Alan?
Well, it means we've got a game against Afghanistan on Friday. They're a team that Ireland will certainly be looking to beat. They beat them in a 5-match T20 series domestically at home here in Belfast during the summer. Conditions in terms of where they are in Afghanistan as a team will probably give Ireland a tip in the balance. They'll be full of confidence if they can win that game and maybe sneak another, who knows. But I think in the context of, you know, where they've come in terms of their T20 cricket, like this, you know, beating the old enemy as anything is fantastic in terms of us, in terms of this competition, because obviously the higher level of it, it's a huge competition. You know, in terms of where cricket is globally, you know, you just have to look at India and Pakistan last Saturday. A ground of 91,000 was sold out in a half an hour. It's massive worldwide, this game. So for Ireland, we're an amazing nation, really. Number one golfer in the world. Girls qualified for football. Ireland qualified for this. Ireland girls qualified for the cricket. We're an amazing little sporting nation, really.
Certainly are. I was reading the words of the England coach before this match, saying that their aim was to come out of this without picking up any injuries. So that really speaks to what you were saying earlier, Alan, that they really expected this to be a pretty easy win.
Well, you can do that. And, you know, in terms of the psyche of players, and, you know, again, these are, you know, in footballing terms, you know, these English players, many of them earn millions of dollars compared to an Irish team that are growing the whole time. There's a fellow there like Josh Little, who kind of set the world alight in the 100 competition in England last year. And he's only 22 years of age. Ireland are a young team. They were a team in transition, and so many of them are doing so well.
Well, we'll all be watching them now when they take on Afghanistan. Alan, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Alan Lewis, former Ireland cricket captain and commentator.